You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we're going to talk about driving for the over 70s. So the first question that they wanted to know is, why do people over the age of 70 have to renew their driving license?
So what happens at the moment is 90 days before your 70th birthday, you're going to get a form in the post, and the form is called a D46P. And what happens is, this is the form that you fill in, and you also go online to do this as well. But it's both the form and the online bit that you can use to renew your license at 70. What it is, it's a self-assessment, really, of your health. And it asks you questions like, has your health deteriorated? Because we all know, as we get older, we're not as young as we used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking that while you were talking. So in my other role outside of driving confidence, I work in a cancer care setting. And this is a big issue all the time for a lot of our patients. It's important to report whatever your age. It's not just about waiting until you're 70 and over. If you have a change in your health condition, you may well need to report it.
Exactly. And people don't realise this, when you sign to have your licence, when you passed your test, part of the declaration is that you will notify the DVLA if your health changes. And that's what you need to do. And I know a lot of people rely on their driving to help them in life in general. But this is about a self-assessment, because everybody wants to keep safe on the road. And this is what this is about. And I know through my experience that people don't realise that their health has changed, especially eyesight.
Yeah. And remembering this is part of a community agreement, almost. You are relying on other drivers to self-assess themselves correctly, and they are relying on you to self-assess yourself correctly so that we can all be safe on the road.
Exactly. And you've got to be truthful.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want anybody to be involved in crashes that could have been prevented.
Definitely. Okay, so the next question that they asked you was, why is it that over 70s don't automatically have to retake a driving test?
So the first thing is, you've already passed your test. You know, you've passed your driving test to the standard on that day. And yes, you may well have picked up some bad habits, but this is when you get to 70, we don't want to take your driving license away or have a retest. What we want to do is to make sure you're still fit and healthy to be able to drive. Basically, one of the stipulations is about your eyesight. And can you read a number plate from the required distance? And the distance is 20.5 meters. So say 20 metres away, and that's the number plate that you should be able to read with glasses, contact lenses or without, from that required distance.
Okay, so yes, we're not talking about if you need glasses that it's a problem. The point is that how are your glasses, are your contact lenses the correct strength to enable you to see that distance?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. So the other question that they asked was, why can driving become more difficult as people get older? So obviously we've already touched on that a little bit with the eyesight, but what are the other things that tend to affect driving as people get older?
But we also might notice that our hearing's changed.
Yep.
You know, we don't notice that it's changed until we don't hear those sirens. We don't hear people beeping their horns. So again, you know, do you need a hearing aid?
Yeah, and this is important, isn't it? Because it's being able to hear your car, hear other vehicles, hear emergency vehicles. Your sense of hearing is really important to the overall picture of what's happening on the road around you.
Exactly. And that's what we want to do, you know. We want to be checking, I'm going to say this again, that you're safe to drive and you're safe for others as well.
Yep, got it.
So another, how do I phrase this without, as we get older, our reaction times slow.
Yeah.
Or they get slower than what we used to. But because it's a gradual process, we don't notice that. And what this means is we just get used to it. I'm not doing anything different to what I've always done.
Yes.
But in actual fact, you are. Your 25-year-old self would act far quicker than your 65-year-old self.
And I suppose one of the clues there might be more little incidents happening where perhaps something unsettling happened that maybe wouldn't have done if you had reacted a little bit quicker previously.
Yeah, and I think it's one of the classic ones is harsh braking, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you see something happening and, oh yeah, I've harsh braked there. You feel it a little bit more. So that's one of the classic ones for our reaction times.
Yes, look out for those little clues. If driving's feeling more stressful, if you're having more things like you say, harsh braking or annoying other road users for one reason or another, then just start to take notice of that and see whether there's any tactics or strategies that you can use to improve that. I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.